Thank you. Thank you very much. Please help me. Let's appreciate God for the apostle himself. Hey, God bless you. We salute you. Thank you very much. Please, shall we be seated? Hallelujah. I said, the scripture said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. And I believe that God is doing something great in somebody's life here. Amen. I want to first of all say a big thank you to Pastor Paul Norton for this privilege and opportunity to be here. Please help me. Let's appreciate Pastor Paul again. Every time I meet you and we have a chat, my spirit picks up something. My spirit always picks up something. And one thing I also appreciate about Pastor Paul is his sensitivity to the spirit. You are useless as a man of God if you lose your sensitivity to the spirit. Okay, thank you. The depths of your sensitivity is what determines the quality of your ministry. So it's not the level of support you have from people or resources that determines the fineness of your ministry. The fineness of your ministry is determined by the depths of your sensitivity to the Spirit. He said, steady to show yourself approved unto God. Is the approval of God on a man that gives him mastery in the things of God. And I thank God for Pastor Paul's sensitivity. And we are in a very sensitive season. Very sensitive. Bible says that as it was in the days of Jonah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Luke chapter 17 from verse 25 downwards, it says that people were eating and drinking, marrying and being given to marry until Noah entered the ark. And everything changed. So Jesus said, it will be the same. The days of, and we are living in sensitive times. And I really thank God for this meeting, and I thank God for your life. I really celebrate God for your life. Thank you very much for coming, and I know it's going to be a great time. I would like to share something. Actually, I feel like not just sharing, I just want to thank you very much. Can I have a microphone for Pastor Joshua? Maybe we'll change the battery, and please. I want to just flow, because I've come home. I'm home. That means that some of the things I'm going to say will be very encouraging. Some of it will be challenging. Some of it will be provoking. Yeah, because when God wants to bless you, he'll leave you with an instruction. Anytime you have an encounter with God, if he wants to bless you, he will leave you with an instruction. And so I want to share something in the area of Jacob. Push. Because Joseph is coming. Jacob's struggles in life was for Joseph to manifest. We cannot disappoint the next generation. We cannot disappoint the next generation. Bible says that until a generation came that knew not about God in Judges, that's where everything began going wrong. But I thank God. Abraham had a discourse with God. And in Genesis chapter, I think, 18 and 19, God came to Abraham and God had a discussion with him. And when God visited him, do you know what he did? Say, God always had some things on his mind. First, when he visited Abraham, the first thing he spoke about was his son being born, Isaac, the promised son. Abraham, God told Abraham, Sarah shall have a child. That was the main topic. Then when he finished with Abraham's personal visitation, say, I found out that God kept Abraham childless and homeless, landless, because God had always had a plan for his son, a child and a land. So those who are fighting with Israel, he said, Saul, it's difficult to kick against the goats. This is all spiritual. So God appeared to Abraham. The first thing he spoke to him about was his, that's Genesis, when God visited him, three men came in the tent and he sat down. That's not the first visitation, that's later on. He said, I'm going to give you a son. And Sarah laughed. He said, how can this be? Can I have pleasure? Since I'm very, my husband is old. So God spoke about, and afterwards, Bible says that, and the Lord started going, and Abraham followed. Your next miracle and your next level in God has to do, is in direct proportion to your push.
Right.
Say, now God doesn't just use anybody.
Right.
He can use everybody, but he doesn't use anybody. Religion says, oh, it doesn't matter, just if it's the will of God. It can be the will of God, but the will of man will overpower the will of God.
Yeah.
In fact, in 2 Timothy, it talks about, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says that the foundation of the Lord stands firm, verse 19, having this seal, that the Lord knows those who are his, and those, let everyone that names the name of God depart from iniquity. And he says, in a great house, I feel like talking a house. In a great house, there are many different types of vessels. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, but in a great house, God is the builder of house. In a great house, there are not only vessels. Can we all say vessels? God fundamentally did not create us to be instruments. He created us to be vessels so he can put himself in us. That's why he had to make us in his image and likeness. So my jacket has been made according to my image and likeness so I can slip into it seamlessly and work with it. Now that's why God made us into his image. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we, our fundamental assignment on earth is not to worship, it's to be vessels. Vessels. When you check through scripture, God has always wanted to be in his people. And then we become his expression. So after he created us, he gave us the opportunity in Genesis chapter 2 to eat from the tree of life. Bible says that God told them, eat from every tree, and the tree of life, verse 14, was also in the garden. But they didn't eat of the tree of life. They went and ate of the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. So as soon as they ate it, Satan checked into humanity.
Right.
Checked in. He checked in. Came in. And we adopted the serpentine nature. So Jesus said, you brood of vipers.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says that the way Jesus was lifted on earth. As Moses lifted the serpent, John chapter 3, verse 14. As Moses lifted the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted. And on the cross, he wasn't only paying for our sins, he was also crucifying the serpentine nature in humanity. He killed it on the cross. Hallelujah. So, God made us to be vessels. Vessels. And back to 2 Timothy, he says that in a great house, that's also a big subject, house. House. God, Jesus came to die because of the house of God. And someone say house. Say,
house.
God has always had his house in mind.
Okay. Right.
Okay. He's always had his house in mind from Genesis. And this house is meant to become the new Jerusalem, the bride of the Lamb. Let me not go to so that I don't miss you. Now, God has always had a house in mind. You have to know this because it's important. I'll come back to it. So he said, but in a great house, this is a great house. The church is a great house. But interestingly, what do we find in the house? They are not only vessels. So you find vessels of gold in the church. vessels of silver. But you also, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood, clay, some for honor and some. You do not dishonor the one God chooses to honor.
Hey, right.
He will take it personal.
Wow.
Oh, I feel like preaching.
Sir, one of the things that is going to cost this, our generation, is lack of honor for people God chooses. In fact, God puts it this way in 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders who rule well be counted, watch this, worthy of double honor. Double is a relative word. Double. What? Double of what? Any honor you can give to any man, when it comes to a vessel of God, a servant of God, he deserves honor. Count that person worthy of honor, right. Double honor. Jesus could not help the generation, the people where he grew up with, because of lack of honor. I told people in church, don't go and meet a man of God, the grace of God is on his life. Now, it's not for you to determine who a man of God is. God will point to you that this is a man of God. How do you know? When the man speaks to you, when you deal with the man, you know, you have the witness that this man, the Spirit of God, it is God's job to approve your ministry. It's not your job to advertise yourself as a minister. God will approve you. God will approve you. But the problem for your people you are sent to as a servant of God, and I know you are a servant of God, it has not got anything to do with your exterior. It has everything to do with your assignment, the purpose of God, and your availability to the Holy Spirit. And when God sends you to people, watch this, it is dangerous for them not to receive you because they miss God. Is it possible that some of us are here and it's likely we've missed God? Because the servant is sent to you, you are looking somewhere else. They did it to Jesus. To Jesus. Jesus came and they said, they did it to Jesus. But for the purposes of God, Joseph's brothers would have missed him. Because they had a giant in their midst, and yet they didn't know. I submit to you, one of the giants in this generation is this man of God.
Amen.
I know we are in a democratic country, so everything must be based on vote. Forget it. God doesn't need that. God doesn't need it. So, vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Then he goes on and says that it's not, look at the next verse. Oh, 22, chapter 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2, I'm sorry, verse 29. Verse 20. Back, please. I like it when the 20, okay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Go to the next verse. This is very interesting. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, talking about let him depart from iniquity. Listen, you can't walk with God and toy with sin. We need to mention it. You toy with sin, you are compromising on the move of God and the blessing of God over the next generation God is assigning to you.
Amen.
It's not you who suffer most. It's your descendants who suffer most. Sin is wicked. What about? I'm not just talking about just maybe do this and that. Don't be comfortable with sin, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Get up. Shake yourself.
Yes.
Shake yourself of sin. It's dangerous. It's very toxic to your destiny.
Yeah.
Let me talk about Joseph. I'm sure I'll mention a little bit more about lust and anger. Hey! Can I preach at all? So it says that if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor. So sanctified and useful for the master prepared. So it's not everyone God can just use. You have to take responsibility of sanctifying yourself, separating yourself from some stuff. My worry, Pastor, my challenge is too many of us, called with great divine mandate, are living ordinary lives.
Wow.
We live ordinary life. We can't, this generation, the time is not on your side.
Amen.
Time is not on your side. Your family is begging you. You are the man. Your family needs you to stay in touch with God. Your family is begging you. But the next generation don't know. God appeared to Jacob and said, get up from Shechem. We are going to Bethel. But God will help us.
Amen.
Oh, your amen doesn't show that you believe it. So yesterday in our service, I was teaching on how to tap into a miracle. And some of the things I spoke, how do you provoke a miracle? Can I slot it in some points? The first point... Do you remember the first point? The first point, know what you want the miracle, where you want the miracle. If you are believing God for a financial miracle, you must identify that it's a financial miracle I need. Jesus said, what can I do for you? He said, that I might see, I might have my sight, Blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, verse 52 or somewhere. They said, that I might. So you must know, 51, you must know exactly what you want the miracle for. Number two, I've digressed, but I'll come back. Number two, expectation. Bible says the woman said, if I can touch the hem of it, I know something will happen to me. I know. Expect that as you approach God. It says that for without faith, it's impossible to please God. And whoever comes to God must, it's a necessary condition, must believe. Satan will do anything at all to undermine your faith. Because if your faith can be undermined, your spiritual life has become reduced and makes useless, because the just shall only live by faith. So I feel like preaching, brothers. I was sent by God to come and call somebody he's been working on and then deposit a certain blessing over somebody's life. I will be surprised if within the next few weeks or few months, some good things don't happen in your life. I'll be surprised. Can I say something? I came in my capacity as a prophet. Some things are not permitted to stay in your life again after tonight. Yeah, this evening. The church is full of power. We have to rise up. Satan must know that he can't toy with us. It doesn't matter whether other religions are increasing in UK and those things. As long as the church can wake up. It is the walls of Jericho didn't come down through techniques. Social media cannot bring the walls of Jericho down. Ah, Jesus, I feel like preaching. The Holy Ghost! They don't know. They may not know. Let the news say what they will say. But we are here. And we are growing. We are growing stronger. Intense in the spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that everybody gave them the attention when the Holy Ghost came. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us the attention of our world, not our good works. We can't compromise on what it will take to draw the presence into our midst. Other than that, we will go past our sell-by date. Useless for the market. Our core competence as the body of Christ, our strength, is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel like preaching. Yes. There's a lot I want to just share with you, because if God sent me to you, you will know it by the time I finish. Bible says that, I feel like preaching. As Jesus was preaching, he wasn't preaching. Am I supposed to come here or stay there? But when I get excited, I'm too excited about the things of God. Pastor, the truth is everybody is excited about something. Some are excited about football, rugby. Others are excited about movies. As the others are excited about sex, others about music, others about fashion, others about Jesus. I wish I could apologize for my excitement about Jesus, but so sorry. Tell someone you are blessed. All right, let me Let me just take it easy. Let me just take it. Is someone getting what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus. Sir, God has placed something in your hands. It's a very big thing. Very big thing. It's a very big thing. I pray that you receive the grace to rise up. God has placed something very big in your hands. I'm talking about you, sir. Yes. Something amazing. God has placed something big in your hands. You see, God doesn't have to consult people to determine what he will do with you. So, where did I even live? Miracles. So, can I tell you about how to provoke miracle? You must know what you need. Identify. Number two, expectation. Number three, you must take some steps.
Right.
I need a miracle. So, you have to take some. Some of us need to put in an application again.
Right.
Because your business is supposed to take over. If you are believing God, then start. Action faith. You got to do something and provoke a miracle. Miracles don't happen because people are waiting. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about to one is given the gift of healing, the word of knowledge and all that. Then I think towards verse 9 and verse 10, it talks about to one is given the working of miracles. We got to work it. Working of miracles. Why am I talking about miracles? Because I believe that miracles are ripe in this atmosphere. Amen. Somebody's about to receive a marital miracle. Somebody's visit. In fact, a certain lady in church recently, amazing testimony. She's got the doctor's diagnosis of lupus. In fact, that's the husband, Kobe's wife. And they told her that her liver function is, because of the lupus, it has attacked her liver. And since when? 2005. And when did you guys arrive in church? 3 years ago. If they have arrived earlier, by now they will have about 5 children. please sit down. And I kept laying my hands and declaring, fantastic miracles. She's been going seeing consultants and done 3 chemotherapies. Now they are suggesting lung transplants, but not under my pastoral care. No, she is too faithful in church for her to spend days in hospital. No, this thing is not cheap talk. It's Holy Ghost move. And eventually, I said, no, I just prayed for her. She went, everything is gone. They can't trace it. Everything is cleared. It's cleared. Amazing. It's cleared. We have someone who had a baby, a premature baby, 22. The baby was coming on 22 weeks. The baby was actually, she went into labor 22 weeks on a Thursday. And they said, get ready, because when the baby comes, we have to leave the baby to die. Because according to government regulations, any child born, I think it's international, under 23 weeks, can't live. And so, but I prayed for her. I gave her a mantle, and she was believing God. The husband, they called me. And we do a telephone line prayer every morning. And she, in the hospital, telephone prayer, when I came and was declaring, she put the telephone on there. You see, beyond people, when people believe, they will do things that ordinary people won't do it.
Right.
You can't be believing God for a miracle and act all that gentle. It's like someone in a labor ward. You got to push. All right, so anyway, long story short, the baby didn't come on Thursday. The baby didn't come on Friday. She was in labor. And on Saturday was the beginning of the 23rd week. So she crossed and the baby came on Saturday. They have to survive and sustain the baby. The baby is doing well, growing, eating well, suddenly and still growing. Because she knew the battle was lost, but God gave us victory. I believe somebody is catching a testimony here in a miracle. All right, let me just quickly go on this thing. Jacob, I can't miss Jacob. I want to know the other points about the miracle. How to provoke everything. All right, let me finish this. I'm out of time. All right, provoking the miracle. So the third point is action faith. Number four is take advantage of prophetic access. Please, we live in a generation that feels like, in a country and a society that, apart from the queen, everybody is the same.
Right.
You will die if you keep that mindset.
Yes, you will. That's the truth.
Because God will only help you based on the prophets and the assignments or on the servant he sends to you. Oh, but I can pray in my house. And no, not really like that. God will listen to your prayer at home. But when it comes to some things, God himself appeared to Paul, Saul of Tarsus, Acts chapter 9, verse 5. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. God appeared to Jesus. He said, I am Jesus. He said that. And he said, who are you? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus. You are persecuting me. I am the one who feared. He said, what do you want me to do? He said, no, go to town. There are people there. They will tell you what to do. I won't tell you. God doesn't help men just through angels. He helps men through men. I feel like preaching more. Listen, I'm chilly going to Genesis chapter 32, but I haven't gotten there. But can I go ahead of myself? Say, this guy had an encounter. Bible said a man wrestled with him.
Hey. Yes, yes, yes.
A man. And when I studied my text, I realized that the man has always been around, because Bible didn't say a man came. Verse 20, Genesis 32, verse 24, a man came to him. It said, Bible just said, and a man wrestled with him.
Yeah. Wow.
So all along, God... As for Abraham, Bible said, God appeared. God appeared. God appeared. But when it came to this matter, a man wrestled, and I believe he thought it was one of Esau's men who has come to attack him. Because he was worried about his brother Esau. So he used his strategies, his cunning approach. Joker was very cunning, a supplanter, smart. So he's been using that throughout his life. It gets to a place, brother, you have to drop your natural strength.
Wow.
Because it will take the Holy Ghost and it will take the involvement of God. Church brothers, let's learn how to engage heaven. We have to pull heaven down. Because some of us, the things we are dealing with is not just ordinary. It will require the hand of God. So anyway, so can I talk about Jacob again? There's so much. Sir, Bible said a man wrestled with him. And then when the man realized he wasn't prevailing, he gave him a blow on his hip. And he dislocated his hip.
Right.
So Jacob couldn't stand again. But you know what? He still held on to the man. Think about it. And then Genesis 32, 28, it says that, then Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled. See, he didn't say a man came.
Okay.
A man was there. And it's sometimes the things we think are ordinary, God is working through that. God is working. There are a lot of things about our destinies that you won't hear God. I was teaching the other time when God was sending Joseph into Egypt. He didn't jump. He said, Joseph! Joseph! No. His father sent him. Not knowing that father sending him to go and look for his brother was the sending of God.
Wow.
The sending of God. His father. God would... And you are not married for an angel to come. Can I preach at all?
Yes.
Is someone catching something?
Yes.
I told you I came to speak to somebody. God sent me. So a man wrestled with him. Go to the next verse, please. And now when he saw that he wasn't prevailing against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Joseph's hip was out of joint. Can you imagine? That your hip is the strongest part of your joint in your body. The hip. So the strongest aspect of your natural life, God is after it. Yeah, you are very intelligent. God will come after it. No, he won't make you a dumb. But your intelligence, God will let you know. He gets to sometimes, he doesn't need that thing. He will teach you how to learn how to walk and lean on him. I call it the mortal blow of God. I know some of us, because of the plan God has for your life, you've suffered some mortal blows. Hell is good for you. It's good. It's good for your destiny. Because you would have been too attached to something that was not helpful for your destiny. So sometimes God has to come in and disconnect some things. It's never pleasant, but it's always better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, and Bible said that. But look at this. This is, look. And go to the next verse. This man hit him. It wasn't by accident. He intentionally hit Joseph. Go to, back again. Why is it? No. He touched the socket of his hip, and Joseph's socket was out of joint. And what happened? Go to the next verse. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go. Watch this. This is what I was trying to say. The man who hurt you carried his blessings. He didn't get distracted by, I didn't like the way you talked to me. I didn't like the way you treated me. I didn't like the, I don't know. Hey! Please be careful. The one you have to identify the carrier of your blessing. And if you'll be offended, don't take your offense there. Yes. Come, Pastor Joshua. This man hurt him. And the man wanted to go, but he said, I won't let you go. Try and go. He said, I won't let you go. Pastor, I'm still holding on to you. This church is my church. It doesn't matter what have happened. I'll stay in this church. I know this church has saved my life. This church. Hey! That Christianity of convenience must be over. Must be over. You move based on destiny alignment. Lot's biggest mistake, Lot, was when his choice, when he left Abraham, when you have been blessed because of Abraham, and your herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen were now fighting. Abraham said, it's not good for our people to fight. We shouldn't fight. We are brothers. You choose first. Lot should have said, you know what, let the prosperity go. I still want to stick with you. God uses men to help men. That's all I'm trying to say. Men with flaws, yes, sir. Men with issues, yes, sir. Maybe sometimes, you know, we all have different personalities, and maybe you may not be used to animated preacher like me. Kadabashakatabararas. But the truth is that don't be distracted by the style. The grace is what will determine your future. An animated preacher, but still carries grace. Bad English, but still carries grace. There was a man sent from God. His name is John. He says, please, you have to take it easy. Take it easy. Take it. John chapter 1 verse, he said, there was a man sent from God. He wasn't an angel. He was a man sent from God. His name is John. Be careful you don't get distracted by his humanity. So Jesus went to preach in the temple, in a synagogue. He read the scripture in Luke chapter 14, and he says, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. And after he read all that, the Bible said, he told them, this day, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And the Bible says that they couldn't take their eyes off him. So you've been asked to come and read. Have you been to a wedding or a funeral or something before? Let's take the Bible reading. When you finish, he went to sit down. Everybody, now the next person on the stage lost their attention. Bible said that, and they all eyes, Luke chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, all eyes were fixed on him. They were just watching him. What did he read? They've heard it before. So what meant there was grace on the man in such a to such a dimension that they knew or something. Bible says that, and they he closed the book and gave it to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in it were fixed on him. Something.
when God is speaking to you, you don't have to be told in your mind. Your heart will know.
Yes, your heart.
And say, look at this. Look at it. Look at the next verse. Oh, man. And they began to say to him, he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilling your hearing. Go to the next verse. Look at what happened. So, they all, say all. Please say all. How many of them bore witness?
All.
They knew. They bore witness with him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. The thing that was coming was words of grace. Grace is meant to lift you from one state to the other. Gracious words. There's something about, they knew it. Wow. This, God. You see, and then they engaged their minds and disconnected their hearts. They said, is this not the Joseph's son? They engaged their mind. Well, we know him too much. He's too man to be full of God like in that way. Meanwhile, they bore witness that this is God at work. But their minds said, no, hold on. That was their biggest mistake. Be careful the humanity of the vessel of God, the servant of God. Be careful his humanity does not distract you. God in his wisdom will do it like that. The one who carried Jacob's blessing hurt him. Don't run out of the church. When I meet people who say that, I used to be in church and something happened and you are not serious. You are not serious. I used to be British and something happened, so I now decide to go to Syria. I used to be chief executive in Barclays and then something happened, so I decided I would go and work as a salesperson in Tesco. You're not serious. something wrong. Please, when it comes to spiritual things, let's get our judgments right from the heart. Pastor, I found out that God's word is not so good for your mind. It's good for your heart first. Then it begins to come up and affect your mind. You can't receive God's word with your mind. That's a theological exercise, if you want to. The word of God is meant to be received by the heart. He says that the sower went to sow the seed. And then the four types of soil, he said the hearts. You should read it. It's the heart. The heart is the only conducive soil for God's word.
Yes, that's a great word.
The word. God deals with you with your heart. So the more you... Sometimes the more you have the mental knowledge, the more you can miss God. You have to learn how to engage your spirit. So the name again, sir.
Kamal.
If Kamal starts to speak to me, that's okay. Let's say Kamal starts to speak to me, and I have to, as a spiritual person, I have to be sensitive and listen to him very carefully. That's why I know when Pastor Paul spoke. He may speak to three of us. Two of us may miss what he said and just be listening to it at the intellectual level.
Okay.
But I know. We must be sensitive and determine. Pastor, but how do I be sensitive? Sensitivity, being sensitive in the spirit, first of all, has to do with your desire, your heart. You are determined that I will walk with God. Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
All right. So, where am I? Okay, the miracles. So the man of God, okay, you need a prophetic connection. It's hard to say this in UK. But for the sake of scriptural integrity, let me say it. Listen, when it comes to the work of God, we are not all equal. Some carry graces. He said, unto every one of us, grace is given according to the measure of the servant of God in your life. I'm paraphrasing it. We may be classmates, but it doesn't mean we are grace mates.
Hey.
May I say this? If it's a bit too far, don't take it. Just, at least you are aware of it. Okay. Pastor Paul is very friendly and very down to earth. Very friendly and down to earth. And but in your interactions with him, never lose sight of his role in your life. Never lose sight. It will cost you more than you can imagine. He said, if you see me go, who for the joy that was set before him? Abraham endured because he focused on a city whose builder and founder was God.
Yes.
Moses fled from Egypt, seeing him who is invisible. Sometimes we can get so distracted by social norms.
Right.
And so in fact, I was teaching the other time, I told my leaders, I told them that, you see, the problem we have as human beings is sometimes we know how things work so much, we miss the way, we miss how God works.
Wow.
Or when God is working. Because of what we know, we expect it must be A, B, C, D, and then sometimes we can. But the only way you can pick God, say, what network is this, if you don't mind?
E.
It doesn't matter how powerful this phone is. It cannot pick Vodafone signals.
Right.
You need a Vodafone SIM card to be able to pick it. So, when, and I'm sure your phone is like, smartphone is not like that. It tells you maybe the provider.
Yeah.
It tells you. It tells maybe EE, Vodafone, O2, Trail. Once you insert the SIM card, it begins to identify it and it tells you on your phone.
Yes.
What. Why are we so busy trying to pick up God, disengaging our spirits?
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, I said, God is a
spirit.
The reason why Jesus died is so that we can relate to God from the spirit.
Yes. Good one.
Signal. You know what? Hey, I like this. Thank you, sir. You know why we come to church? To boost our to boost our signal. Some of us, our signals have gone so low. You need a boost. Once a week is not even enough. Hey, brother, when you look at your course, you look at your situation, you look at your condition, you need all the 5 bars to be working on your signal. Shout yes! I feel like preaching. Because I've got just a few more minutes, so let me just go back to Jacob. The miracles, Jacob, how do you tap the man of God? Connect to the prophet. Prophetic obedience is the next one. Jesus told him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He went. Guess what would have happened if he had not gone?
Right.
He had to go. But I can't see. You are told go. However you find yourself, if you have to go by Uber, get it and go. But Jesus, would you give me any fare? I don't have Uber app. I don't know how you can. Just go and wash. That's the prophetic instruction. I'm going to say something, another strong thing. These are some of the things that plague the church. And people, you see, you do not have to suffer unnecessarily. There are some sufferings that are necessary. That's suffering for the producing of the church. So just once, we are all called to suffer to build the church. That's why, actually, that's my main inspiration this morning, to share some things with you on that. But there are some sufferings you don't have to go through. Because some suffering, for instance, if losing a house or your business is not part of God's program, it's not because you are trying to build the work of God or something, and it's just you lost the business because just somebody attacked you. No, I believe that something should. There's no way you should just you end up in hospital with all kinds of sickness. You are too busy for God. Unless that people think of any sickness, it doesn't matter. Maybe God will bring that. Because Paul said, for this reason, a thorn was given to me in my flesh to buffet me so that I will not be exalted above measure. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I will not be exalted above measure. No, please read the text very well. What I'm trying to say is that there are certain sicknesses and certain mishaps that are not meant to come to you. The other time, Pastor, I preached a message that I think is very antisocial. I was very worried when I got the title in my spirit to preach on it. It's such an antisocial message, and I was worried. But I said, I can't be disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh.
What is that? The title of the message, What is Wrong with Fornication?
Hey.
I didn't know. Pastor, I didn't know. God forgives everything. But I didn't know that the sin of fornication is you have made damage to your body. So you'll be forgiven by your body. Some things, you have made your body prone to some things because of fornication. So if you are supposed to be a man of God, be thriving at the age of 60 with strength, by 55, depending on the intensity of the impact of the different fornications you've had, by 55 you are already sickly. You understand? Because the body is weak. Paul said, anyone who commits fornication, you sin against your body. You are harming your body. It's very interesting. You see, there are things that we don't know, so it opens, makes us vulnerable, and we become as vulnerable as ordinary people. This is what I was about to say about connecting to a man of God. Sometimes people think, oh, but these things are not so necessary. They are. They are the laid down divine guidance, all in scripture. Listen to this, sir. Listen to this. The reason why the Church of England is losing its influence in this nation, one of the major reasons, is dishonor. Any church that doesn't honor their leader, the church can grow. The Catholic Church has survived all the. They don't touch the Pope. The Pope is just different.
Yeah, yeah.
It has kept the church strong and going. The very moment United Kingdom begins to dishonor the Queen, this nation will begin to get weakened and weakened and weakened. There's something about honor. Please, it doesn't matter. We may not like what the Queen may do. Also, those things, let's honor the leaders. If there are points we have to make, or obviously political points, our prime minister should never be subjected to ridicule, dishonor. It's not good for the nation. One of the things that is about to affect America very strongly is, you know, America has been a strong nation because they don't joke with their flag and presidency. Whoever the president is, they honor him highly. But now it's been diluted. So it's affecting the strength of America. It's not the economic power. It's the honor power. A church that cannot honor the leader very well will not grow. Listen, and that's what I'm about to say. The pastor whose prayer, the pastor whose instructions you can't obey, forget about saying amen to their prayers. can I say that again?
Yes.
The pastor whose instructions you can't obey, you say, I have to divorce this woman. He said, no, don't do it. And then when after that, you say, I'll still do it, but just pray and bless me. He will pray and bless you. It won't work.
Wow.
Prophetic instruction. Naaman, just go into the Jordan and wash 7 times. No, Abana and Papa are there. Hey! Okay. Shall I continue? Is someone getting something at all? Have I offended anybody yet? Oh my God, thank you, Lord. So, first thing, let me add the last two, prayer, provoking a miracle, and the last one. This is just insert to this Jacob thing I'm preaching, but I feel some. The last one is what I've been trying to get to, which I haven't got into. That's why it delayed me. The last thing to provoke a miracle is learning how to say amen.
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 Where did you get that from? Amen is the simplest expression of faith. He said, for all the promises of God are in him, they are yes and amen, he said. You have to. The last word of the Bible is amen. It means that I accept what God has said.
Yes.
So,
Please learn to say amen, okay? It's good. It's good.
Can I hear an amen?
Wow! When it comes to spiritual things, never underestimate the power of your confession. What you say matters. Jesus actually puts it this way. Every careless word that comes out of you will be judged based on what you say. Every careless word that comes out of you, you watch it. What you say, said, until you confess, you can't be saved. Wow. Yeah. Salvation is a function of confession. So if you are saved through confession, then you can enjoy the benefits of salvation through your confession. Yeah. That's why I said, let the weak say, I am strong. And he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say it. Don't be quiet. Say it. Satan hasn't stopped harassing people because he hasn't heard them saying anything. All right, let me finish with Jacob. Okay, Pastor, I'm okay. Am I okay? A minute. That's what I like about Pastor Paul. Please help me clap for Pastor Paul. It's good, yeah, because it's 1 minute to. All right, the point I've been trying to bring across is God called Jacob. He had some encounters with God, and God took him through a process to break his natural man. By the time God finished with Jacob, Joseph was the one who was on the throne. Genesis starts with Adam. How the creation, everything. When Adam, Genesis is about eight people, the biography of eight people. First four, second four. The first four were the created race. The second four were the called race. Now, the first four is Adam, okay, Abel, Enoch, and Noah. They were all under the created race. Then God came in and called Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Now, Joseph, his life was an extension of Jacob. So God never said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, so why Joseph? Genesis ended with someone on the throne. Yeah. And everything, the rest of the Bible, everything is traceable into Genesis. Yeah. What Jacob said. But Jacob was taken through process. His natural man was so much dismantled that by the time he was matured, he was now living a matured spiritual life, dependence on God, not using his own strength, not using his own skill, but learning how to depend on God. But that, when you live that life, what it results in is the glory of God gets manifested over your life. But Jacob has gone through so much that his life was not, couldn't contain the glory, because by the time the glory was yet to manifest, his life was too old. So Jacob, he lived for Joseph to manifest the glory of his suffering. What am I trying to say? The next generation, say, your family, your children, United Kingdom needs your push. Please, don't let us fail the next generation. Islam increasing and media becoming anti-Christian and all that is not a threat as long as you and I can walk with God and rise up. If we rise up, the reason why many people in our society said their parents used to go to church, and because the fathers lost connection with pursuing God. And so the children are now paying for it unknowingly. And please, God has called you and I at such a time as this. There is a reason why you are in the church at this time. When I talk about the church, I'm not talking about just the building here, which is part of it, but you are in church. You are a church person. You are seated. If you are seated here, it's not by accident. Yeah. God has a plan with your life. Yes. And I want to appeal to somebody. It will cost you your comfort. It will cost you some friendships. It will cost you some convenience. But it's okay. It's okay. Let's push. Any price it takes, let's push. Let's team up. Men, let's team up. Let's rise and build the kingdom for our the next generation, because Joseph is coming. So Jacob, rise up and build. Rise up and push. Rise up and fight in the name of Jesus. I pray that God bless you. I pray that may God empower you. I pray that the Holy Spirit gives you a visitation and gives you a miracle according to his word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over your life. I speak over your business. I speak over your family. I speak over your health. I speak open heavens over your life, that God will fight for you. God will strengthen you. Where you feel weak, receive strength. Where you feel weak, receive strength. Where you feel weak, receive strength. I pray that God will help you to sharpen your discernment and your walk with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. That person with a court case, I pray that God will turn around for your favor. That person with a serious marital turmoil, I pray that may the hand of God visit your house. I pray and bless you with the blessings of the Lord. The next time we meet, we shall hear your testimony. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And everyone shout a living amen.